This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The H-2A guest worker program is a work in progress and could be looking at considerable changes in the coming months. In that vein, WAFLA is working to keep seasonal employers up to date so they can best utilize the federal program. WAFLA Executive Director Dan Fazio says that's why they're holding workforce summits in all three Northwest states next month.
The workforce summits are 100% a H-2A program. And so we've got one for Idaho, and then one for Washington, and then one for Oregon. So we vary the topics based on the state. So Idaho is on January 9th. Oregon is on January 10th. The Idaho is over in the Nampa area, and then the Oregon one is in Clackamas. Then the next week, we're in Washington, and that's on the 17th in Wenatchee for the workforce summit in Washington.
Fazio says the questions will vary, but will also cover topics that everyone faces.
All of them have pretty much a similar topic. You know, we're talking a little bit about the possible changes on the federal level to the H-2A program, but more about what it takes to make the program work and what it takes to make the program affordable and what it takes to get good workers every year for the employers, because that's really what we're seeing is this large labor shortage.
Listen tomorrow when we break down some of the specifics of the workforce summits.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.